So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, kalatada mechaveir koidim eschaveir. A carbon that is more frequent comes before a carbon that is less frequent, as we see from the pasuk of the Kabbalah Musaf that states, milvad oilas habayker asher loilas hatomid. Even though the pasuk mentions oilas habayker, it added oilas hatomid to teach that kalatira kadma. The Mishnah continues, a carbon with a greater kedusha comes before a carbon with a lesser kedusha, as the pasuk that refers to the kalim states, you should sanctify him, which Abraham explains refers to l'chol davash abekdusha. A kain has precedence for everything holy. L'ftoich rishon, u'l'varach rishon, he speaks first at any Torah assemblage, and leads berachas hamazon, v'litl mono yafa rishon, if something is divided between a kain and a Yisrael, he chooses his portion first. The Mishnah continues, par ha-mashiach u'par ha-eido oimdim, par ha-mashiach koidim l'par ha-eido b'chol ma'isav. If there was both a par ha-mashiach and par ha-eido ready to be brought, the par ha-mashiach comes before the par ha-eido, because the pasuk of par ha-eido states, v'sarav oisir kasher sarav ha-sapah ha-rishon. The par ha-eido should be burned in the same fashion as the par ha-mashiach. And the superfluous word ha-rishon comes to teach, she'yehe par ha-mashiach rishon koidim l'par ha-eido b'chol ma'isav. And the Braisa adds a svara, because ha-yil ha-mashiach mechapa ve'eidim miskaperez, since the Kohen HaMashiach achieves atonement for the Eda, the carbon of the Mechaper needs to come before the Meskaper. The Braisa continues, Par helam davishal tzibur, koidin lapar shalavoydis kacham. The par for Sha'ar Veirus, which is a chatas, comes before the par for Abedazar, which is an oila, because high chatas, the high oila. A carbon chatas always comes before a carbon oila, as the Pasuk states, Vehikr v'esashra lachatas rishayne v'esashayne yasa oila kamishpat. The word Rishayna teaches that Yiyu kol chatoiz koidmis lo'ilas ha'boyis imam. V'afil chatas a'if koidmis lo'ilas behema. A chatas, even of a bird, always comes before an oila, even of a behema. The Braisa continues, par avoidis kechavim koidin l'sar avoidis kechavim. And even though the sar is a chatas, while the par is only an oila, the par comes first. Either because l'chatas ksiv chaseira aleph, the word l'chatas was written without the letter aleph to teach that the oila comes first, or because kamishbet ksivbe, the word kamishbet was written to teach that the karbanis are brought according to their sequence in the pasuk. The Braisa continues, Seir avidis kechavim koidin l'sar nasi, because hai tzibre v'hai yachid, and sar nasi koidin l'siris yachid, because hai melech v'hai hedit. And regarding siris yachid v'kivses yachid, there's a machlekes. Some say siir adifa, shekin nisrab se'etz l'avidis kechavim v'yachid. The siir comes first because regarding avidis zara, a yachid brings only a siir and not a kivsa. While others say, Kivsa difa shekein nisrab sabaalya, the Kivsa comes first because its tail is also burned on the Mizbeach. The Braisa concludes, Aymer koidim lekeves haba imoi, shte halechem koidim lekvas maboy mimoam, because dabar haba begin liyim, koidim ledabar haba begin lechem. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'ish koidim leisha lahachis ulahashva veda. A man comes before a woman regarding to give him support and to return his lost item. Ve'isha kedemis leish, lekasis ulahitim ibeis hashevi. A woman comes before a man regarding to give her clothing and to redeem her from captivity. As the Braisa elaborates, Tan Rabbanan, Hayehuva Aviv v'Rabbi b'Shevi, Hu koidim l'Rabbi, v'Rabbi koidim l'Aviv. If a person, his father, and his Rebbe were all in captivity, the person comes first, then comes his Rebbe, and then his father. Imoi kedemis l'kulam, and his mother comes before them all. However, the Mishnah continues, B'zman sheshneim oimdim b'kolkala, ha'ish koidim l'isha. And if both were captives and subject to be the victim of an Avera, the man is redeemed first because his humiliation is greater. Then Chacham Koim LaMelech Yisrael, a scholar comes before a king, because Chacham Shemeis ain't lo nekiyetzeboy. Melech Yisrael Shemeis call Yisrael Ruim LaMalchus. A Chacham that dies cannot be replaced, while a king that dies can be replaced by any Jew. Then Melech Koim LaKoyen Gadol, a king comes before a Koyen Gadol, and Koyen Gadol Koim LaNavi, a Koyen Gadol comes before a prophet. And the Braisa proceeds with the sequence of all the lower positions in Kuhuna. Zok the Mishnah, Kohen koidim l'Levi. A Kohen always comes before a Levi, as the pasuk states, B'nei Amram Aaron u'Moshe, v'yivadol Aaron l'hakdisha kodesh kodeshem. Then Levi l'Yisrael, a Levi comes before Yisrael, as the pasuk states, Be'es ahi hivdol Hashem eshebir ha-Levi. Then Yisrael l'mamzer, Yisrael comes before a mamzer, because shezeh meyuchas v'zeh ena meyuchas, his lineage is pure. Then u'mamzer l'nosen, a mamzer comes before a convert from the Nesinim, because zeh ba mitipik shere v'zeh ba mitipik psula. His ancestors were of Jewish lineage. V'nasin l'ger, a ger comes from the Nesinim, comes before a ger from other nations because zeh gadol iman b'kedusha, v'zeh l'gadol iman b'kedusha. He was raised among the Yidden. V'ger le'evin meshuchar, a ger from other nations comes before a ger who was originally a Nebet Kenani, because zeh lo hoyu b'chlal ar, v'zeh hoyu b'chlal ar. He was not included in the curse that was placed upon all of Adam. The Mishnah concludes, however, Emasai bisman shekulam shavim. Avam hoyim mamzer tamachachim mekoyin gadol amaretz. Mamzer tamachachim koyin lekoyin gadol amaretz. This sequence applies only if they were of equal stature in Torah. But if the mamzer was a tamachachim and the koyin gadol was an ignoramus, the mamzer comes first because the pasuk that refers to Torah states yikarehi mipninim mekoyin gadol shenichnas lefnai v'lefnim. The Gemara proceeds with two questions that the students asked Rabbi Lazar. Shalu tamidim es Rabbi Lazar. Why does the dog recognize his owner while the cat does not recognize his owner? Rabbi Lazar answered, because the cats eat mice, and if one who only eats from food that the mice ate becomes forgetful, certainly cats that eat the actual mice become forgetful. Shol tamidu v'es Rabbi Lazar, memneima hakol moishlim b'achbarim. Why are the mice oppressed by all? Rabbi Lazar answered, memnei shesurin ra, because the mice act with cruelty as they eat holes in things that they have no benefit from, such as clothing or the handle of a shovel. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa regarding chamisha dvar meshakrim es halimud, five things that caused one to forget his learning. Ha'oichel mimasha oichel achbar, u'mamasha oichel chatul, one who eats from food that a mouse or cat ate. Va'oichel leiv shel behema, one who eats from an animal's heart. V'haragel b'zeisim, one who eats olives regularly. V'hashoisim mayim shal shiuri rechitza, one who drinks water that was used for washing. V'harechitz ragel v'zu al gabizu, one who washes his feet one on the other. And others add, afa maniach kelev tachas merosheisim, one who keeps his clothing under his head while he sleeps. The Braisa proceeds with chamisha dvarim meshiv mesalimut, five foods that help one retain Torah learning. Pas pechamen, v'choshekein pechamen atzman, bread that was baked on coals. V'oichel beim gugelis b'lei melech, a cooked egg without salt. V'ragel b'shemen zayis, one who consumes olive oil regularly. V'ragel b'yayin b'samim, one who consumes wine and spices regularly. V'ashay semayim shal shayuri isa, one who drinks water from leftover dough. And others add, afatevel etzboi b'melech v'oichel, if one dips his finger into salt and eats it. The Braisa concludes with asar dvarim kashim l'limud, 10 things that cause difficulties for one to learn Torah. And the remainder of the daf will be reviewed in the next share.